this podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
So last week, Alvinus, Kalan, and Miley, we went to the Black Professional Network, and a lot of people there were Black and Greek, and just kind of focusing on Black organizations. I live down here now. So because I'm in this area, I'm more intentional with what I do with my platform and the people I surround myself with and the questions I ask and the conversations I have. And we went to an event, what, a week or 2 weeks ago, and it was just enlightening, you know what I mean? And then Kalan, you just had a big celebration, transition, celebrate, whatever. So it kind of coincided with why we're here today. And I was like, okay, so why aren't you a part of any of these organizations, Alvinus?
On this side of the coast, it's not that big of a deal. I just don't think that that's what it is. And I also think that Black people have a network to kind of, they have a meeting place because LA is Black. So you don't have to look for a lot of that, a lot of that connection, family, where am I located at in school, because LA is Black. LA is Black and brown. You have those things in LA. It's not to say that I didn't want to join. I would have liked to join one if it made sense. To me, it didn't make sense.
So I'm taking a mic from you right now, but the LAU experience in LA, you know, is Black because you're from here. You know where to get the Blackness from LA from, but most people don't know that exists here. So we have to kind of speak to those most people. I don't think most people know that this exists.
You also have to understand I'm Black and I went to a predominantly white school. So I'm bringing Black to that school to some degree and trying to incorporate culture as much as possible. But, you know, fraternities, I see the point. I do see the point. I would have liked to join a fraternity had I not been focused on finishing school, kind of like, you know, I had to get my degree right, get my coins right first. And anything outside of that, I worked a full time job since I was 13. So anything outside of that, it just didn't make sense. But I understand the social, you know, the giving back aspect of it, the family aspect of it from the South, and you know, the nerd aspect being awkwardly smart and brilliant. You know, I see all that and how it brings people together. But for me, it just didn't make sense. I would have liked, again, I would have liked, I don't know which one I would have liked to. Apparently there's a lot. But I hear that I fit into one category, which is Kappa, based off the stereotype. But you know, who knows? People don't know I'm pretty smart. So maybe it's another organization I would have chose.
Yo, since I got your attention, if you haven't, make sure you follow the spot wherever you listen to podcasts. And Apple and Spotify listeners, don't forget to rate and write a review. What's the Divine Nine? Kalan.
The Divine Nine is the collective of all the non-Panhellenic Greek organizations.
Name them.
All of them? I don't think you have enough time for all order. Of them. But I'll name the main one. Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, established on an ice cold Tuesday, December 4th, 1906.
That was a great response. That was great. Who can name them all in order?
I can, of course.
I can. It'll take some time.
Go ahead, Demonde.
We got Alpha Phi Alpha. We got
Kappa Alpha Psi. No.
No, AKA.
We got Alpha Alpha, AKA Alpha Kappa Alpha, Kappa Alpha Psi. We got Omega Psi Phi, Delta Sigma Theta. No. Phi Beta Sigma, Delta Sigma Theta. Zeta Phi Beta, Sigma Gamma Rho, and Iota Phi Theta. So there are 9 organizations of the Panhandle.
Are there more?
No, 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 no. That's it.
Oh. I know the AKAs be like the pretty girls, right? That's what they're supposed to say. That's
you are really into you are really stereotypes. Into
we're trying to move away from stereotypes.
See, that's why we're here today. Keeping that's why we're talking about it. Years. And that's why so my friend who's an AKA is fancy and
bad and bougie.
Be those stereotypes.
So let me tell you, I mean, I've seen.
Shout
I've
out
seen,
to Shay Watch. Does the AKAs go with the Kappas? I don't know who she be. She's on here. She's
so
on.
They normally pair up with alphas. That's why we call ourselves First Fam.
Oh.
And Kappas with Sigma Gamma Rho's. Indiana Love.
And who would the Sigmas be with?
Zeta
Phi Beta. Sisters.
We are the only constitutionally bound. So our constitutions are together. Our conferences are together. Zeta Phi Beta and Phi Beta Sigma. There's something special about going somewhere you are unfamiliar with. And seeing somebody you just don't know, but seeing something that reminds you of that person, and you have an instant connection with them. For example, I was in Hawaii.
I remember
June,
that was
yeah,
cool.
I was in Hawaii June 2021, and I seen a car with a Phi Beta Sigma license plate, and I'm in Hawaii, so we're driving up next to the car, roll down all the windows, and I'm like, Blue Phi, and he just looks out the window, and he's like, you know, and we have this moment. And I've had thousands of those type of moments where they have ended in numbers exchange, best friends to this day, different types of things like that. So it's a really good feeling to meet a person that you just don't know, but you have that connection with because of your organization. I think that's the biggest part of it for me.
That's
and
dope.
And I would say the biggest part for me is meeting young dudes who have like just crossed and it gets even
so huh? They be so excited.
I know, so excited. and it's such a wonderful feeling as I get older because they're getting younger and younger and they're just so mesmerized by meeting someone and it's before they even know what you do. It's just the fact that they've met someone who has crossed or have shared an experience with them, especially one that's been around for several years that they know that we have some of the same experiences.
Right.
And so I would say that's one of the biggest things for me is knowing that just meeting people who are just excited to meet you.
And we get a little bit of we feel happy that they're doing certain things that we used to do,
right?
Or they're doing things that we didn't do. And I'm like, oh, well, I see you, young man. I'm like, I wish I would be hopping around like that and jumping around like that when I see younger guys from my chapter doing stuff like that.
And they will try to put their best foot forward in front of you, too.
Oh, yeah. We too old for that now, but.
That's pretty dope. Who has the best parties, Kalon? Okay, so you come from you went to Morehouse.
Sean like these stereotypes.
No, it's because I, you know,
I'm we make the best juice. I'll tell you that blue juice is the
blue
best juice.
Juice.
Y'all all know it.
What?
I don't know that.
The blue juice.
Y'all all know it. Stop lying.
Oh, wait a minute. Juice. Wait, I don't know about this.
The alpha punch will get you.
Hold up. So wait, what is
the
this
blue juice?
Juice?
We make the best.
Wait, can I drink it first?
Yeah,
juice. Hands down. Everybody
what is it?
Know. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but we make it for our parties. This is blue juice.
It's a party punch.
What you, party punch,
you,
right.
You guys have one, Kappas?
What was ours? I think it was like panty something. I can't remember what ours was.
I make a juice. I was talking about it earlier, and I'm not in for 30.
But we don't have like a known juice.
What's your juice? What juice you... Mate, come on. Your people.
Alpha Phi Alpha Punch.
What is in that?
Can't tell you what's in it.
Is it good?
Just know that it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's like panty dropper.
So actually,
something
okay,
real.
Actually,
what, panty dropper?
Actually,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Listen, me, you, Alvinus. Okay, so Kalon, Alvinus, Damonde, Brandon, at Alvina's house, we're going to have a juice off.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
We're trying not to wake up in the morning.
Alvinus, what kind of juice are you making?
Jungle juice.
What the hell is jungle juice?
When you swing from the ceiling, you'll know.
Wow.
So the funny thing about, I know at least with Blue Juice, with us, it's always that one person in the chapter that can just make it, like, perfect, and it's been passed down from the person that could make it before them. I'm that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I can make the Blue Juice.
I make the Blue Juice. There's people in my chapter who cannot make the Blue Juice. I have been caught, because I live like an hour from my university, I've been caught to make Blue Juice because any of them little young niggas can make Blue Juice. So, but hey, we'll pay you. We'll pay your gas. Come out here and make this.
That'll actually be fun.
That will give you gas money to come out here and make some juice.
Yeah, I would. Why not? Like, just like, we got a brand guy who only do our brands, and he crossed in like 99, 2003.
Let's talk about that. Are you branded?
No.
Brandon? You're branded, Demonde. I have to. What about?
I'm not.
So why? What is that? What is it for? Why do you have two and they have none?
I mean, it's not a requirement. Oh. It's not a requirement. It's just the bonding thing. For me, I got my first brand the night I crossed. I got my second brand on our centennial in 2014. So I got my brands probably 6 years apart. So.
Remember that on School Days? You guys seen School Days? Mm-hmm. Remember that scene? That's all I know about.
Yeah. It wasn't forced, though.
Back to my original question, though, before we went on the juice thing. Who has the best parties?
I think it really just depends. They all had their own different vibe. Yeah. So I would say when I was an undergrad, the noobs had the grown and sexy. That's where all the girls got all dressed up in the heels and you put on your little sweater and button down and your Express One IM One MX.
Oh my God.
Your Express One MX shirt.
Express.
With a lion on it.
Don't. Be it fresh. And I remember the Sigmas having very fun parties because the Sigmas were just so brotherly. Now, I can say I have never, and I went to undergrad at two campuses. The Sigmas always got along. You never heard about the Sigmas getting into it. Now, the other, we would always have some mess, but the Sigmas were always very brotherly. The queues had very small lines, so it was never a lot of them.
Why is that?
I think that's just their thing. I'm not really sure, but they always had very small lines. And they had nice parties, too, but they had a different vibe. I mean, each party had their own little thing. Yeah. The girls would get dressed up for the alpha parties, too, but they would dress a little bit more sophisticated than they would at the Kappa parties. They'll be a little bit more sexy at the Kappa parties than they would at the Alpha parties. But,
so when I do think of Black Greek culture, I think of, and I don't know why.
But this was back, I have the preface, this was back in 2010. I don't know what they're like now.
Yeah,
I think of, the first time I've heard of like Black Greek stuff, my uncle was going down to Freaknik. And so I think of that era of like the best.
Not Freaknik.
I know for.
What was that, like 90, 96, 95? Or something like
not
that.
Not even homecoming.
Freaknik was a college thing?
No.
Yeah, it was a college thing.
Yeah,
it started off as like Atlanta. The AUC. Yeah, they used to.
Wow.
Yeah, it was an HBCU meetup for spring break.
And my uncle came back talking about step shows. And I was like, what is that? And he had the little video quarter. You met my uncle before.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I don't know what that is, but that looks pretty cool. So every time I think of Freaknik, I think of that. That type of stuff. And I know you were kind of around in those days.
Yes, I was. Very proudly.
So, I think if that was probably like, to me, when I think of like peak Black culture, I think of that time. BET was doing his thing, Freaknik. The music was the best. We had Bad Boy Hip Hop, Golden Age of Hip Hop, you know what I mean? MTV, you know what I mean? That was like the best time of Black culture, peak culture.
But I mean, I think you, I mean, you just can't limit it to that. I mean, these organizations have been around for a very, very long time. Right. And they've all had their moment in history.
So, like, in the Bay Area, so for, and a lot of the schools in the Bay Area are very close. We have Cal, we have San Francisco State, San Jose State, UC Davis, are all within an hour of each other. So we can't just throw an individual party in one city. We'll throw three parties with different campuses in right. one location where everybody can get to. And honestly, every organization did that. Like the Qs would have one party a year, be the best party in California, in Northern California. The Kappas, and to answer your question, Sean, the Kappas would throw probably the best party in Northern California, Kappa Christmas. It'll be every...
They spelled Christmas with a K.
Yeah, every Christmas. Every Christmas time. And popping. And it'll be like five Kappa chapters or organizations from different colleges coming together to throw this one party. And all my brothers from Davis to Sacramento to Chico, we'd come down for that Kappa party. So we have a lot of Greek unity to where the parties were so big, it wasn't just specific to one organization. Yeah, it'd be a Kappa Christmas party. And there, when I first went to the Kappa Christmas party, it was the first annual. Now they're on like the 13th.
There's no such thing as the first annual.
The first Kappa Christmas party. But then now it's they're on like the 13th, and it's still a big deal. So it just depends on where you are for sure is how big these parties are going
to
get.
And then Sean, you have to think, like, Greekdom is different West Coast versus the South, even up north. Like, they're just so different regionally.
Right.
So different.
What was your line name, Demonde?
It was two of us. We were way too solid.
Way too solid.
Yeah.
What was yours, Brandon?
Class act.
With a K? Mm-hmm. What was yours, Kalon? Or what is yours?
Freedom Fighter.
Freedom Fighter.
And I'm Quattro Club.
Wait, so why his got to be with the K's and his is random and yours is random?
Mine's
they're not random. They're never not random.
They always have a meaning.
And they always have some sort of reference to the organization.
But to get to it, to explain it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're not privy to the information,
okay,
so it's like...
Okay. But okay, yeah. And tell me about Steppin'. Like, what is it? What's the history behind it?
I've won three step shows with my step team. 2009 UC Davis step show, 2009 Fresno State step show, and 2010 San Francisco State step show. The history behind it, I just know everybody was doing it.
Demonde.
Go ahead.
UC Davis, Fresno, and what place?
UC Davis, Fresno, San Francisco State.
Why can't you go to the South and do that? You're gonna win in those places.
But we want to show love to the colleges in the north out here because they're not getting the same love as the southern states and the Howards and stuff. Like, we flew to Howard step shows.
Okay,
thousands of people.
Right,
thousands of
that's
people.
That's what
now
I yes.
To, now if you go to UC Davis step show, San Francisco State step show, hundreds of people.
Right.
I'm putting my energy.
And y'all gonna eat them up.
I'm putting.
All the black.
But I'm putting my energy into somewhere where, one, not even where I can win, but just where I'm going to be valued. Yeah, but I will go be a spectator at, like, Howard or a Clark Atlanta step show, but I don't want to enter those step shows.
Why not? That's where you master your skills. What's the history? Like, and step in. Why? You want to step or you want to... play.
We were good. We won shows.
Yeah.
We won shows.
What's the history behind stepping though? Like, why? Is that loaded?
No, it's not loaded. It's just It's just been around.
I think it's just one of those things that helped create an identifier between each organization. Mm-hmm. I think that's right. It's one of those things that just evolved from that.
Every organization has some type of military roots.
What separates you guys from a clique or a gang
or a cult?
Or a cult? What separates you all from that? Because what I hear is individuality, yes.
Your freedom to stop.
Your freedom of style, freedom of...
Your freedom to stop.
Your freedom to what?
To stop.
Oh, see, that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking more like people who relate, cluster together, group together, and they become clicky.
But, AV, I think it all goes back to it depends on what you get out of it. Because you have some people who will go into these organizations trying to find themselves, trying to find community.
Right.
You just never know what folks are seeking when they seek out these organizations and seek out membership. And so that's what, because of that, you just never really know anyone's intention. I mean, you can say that about people you go to church with.
For sure. I can definitely say
that. People are just going to show up differently in the organization.
Okay, so me being in a predominantly all-white school, okay, wanting to, and they have, there's an alpha chapter that I know of at Pepperdine. Why would I join you guys' organizations? I've heard each and every one of you. I really have. And why?
Well, I could tell you why.
We're not gonna sell you. We're not gonna. Right. That's something you have to decide.
Yeah.
So, for example, I'm a Prince Hall Mason, and I was always told to be one, ask one. And I wish I would have learned that when I was a Sigma, because I tried to recruit people when I was a young Sigma. No. It's not my job to sell you on my organization or to paint a picture of it. It's your job to say, hey, I think I like them. I think I want what they have. Or I think I could see myself networking or being around them. I think I can get something out of what they have. I think that's your job.
So my challenge with that, and I hear you, my challenge with that is we're not in the 60s and the 70s, okay? And I live in L.A., and black is everywhere. Black and brown is everywhere. Why should I join a fraternity? Like, I still don't see why I should. And I'm, this would be a graduate chapter situation for me. If that was something that I wanted to do,
but I have the opportunity. There's nothing wrong with that. If you don't see any connection to these organizations,
then it's just not
then
for
it's
you.
Not for you.
I think I'm not asking for myself. I'm asking for my nephew. I'm asking for the kids who I teach, who I educate, who I encourage to go to school and go out of state. If you're solid, if I'm solid with myself, and I'm solid,
I can answer it too.
Yeah, because we're getting to something where we're not solid with ourselves.
No. Okay, that's not what I'm trying to imply at all. I'm saying if I don't see communion, if I don't understand a mission that the fraternities have. And this is not to say that I don't respect the mission, but banding together to do one thing, and I've learned a lot, especially since Kalan has joined, and you know, he's shared some insights on things that I didn't know about. I think I just don't see the hype behind it.
Let me stop you. Just like you said, you learned some stuff from Kalan, and you learned more than what you knew before.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you've ever thought about it, you're one step closer to making a decision since you've learned something from him, if that makes any sense.
Biased decision because he's alpha.
Right. But if it's not for you, it's just not for you. And that's what you got to tell to everybody. If you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it.
Right.
Okay. Why did you guys do it?
But also too, AV, you have to think about the fact that some of us players in undergrad when we were
young. Yeah.
When we were in college, when we were building community, when we were finding ourselves.
Right.
Depending on where we grew up, that was just part of the fabric of our communities. So I think for us to I think everybody is going to bring a different like you can ask if there were 20 people in here, they're going to say something different.
Like to answer your question, my advice, what I would give to people and young men who are in college programs, high school, going to college, like my track coach said, get involved with everything in college. Get involved with fraternities, get involved with sports, get involved with it. And make the choice for you. You know what I'm saying? If it's not for you, then it's just not for you. But try to get involved with it. If you see that this is not a fit for me, then you don't do it.
So.
But we can't sell you.
So you're from Oakland. You grew up West Coast. I see you saying, and I hear you saying, if it's not for you, it's not for you. But it doesn't change the fact that when I'm in school or when I was in undergrad or when I was in high school even, I felt the need to have to or want to participate in some of those extracurricular activities because that's just what you do in college. That's what's advertised in college. That's what, I mean, on TV, you know, like that's like kind of the norm. Like, I think with this conversation, and if I'm being honest, I don't see how you guys differ. I just don't. I see how you guys come together. I see how black men come together in a school and start a fraternity or become a part of a brotherhood. But I don't see how you guys differ, if I'm honest. And if I was thinking about pledging, you know, and several people, let me just tell you, the alphas in particular have approached me for the graduate chapter. I don't see, like, what's the difference? Like, what separates you two? Why were you, all of you guys, what, how many is it?
Nine.
What separates the nine? You know, where's the individuality? And I'm not taking a shot at anyone.
Well, that's something you got to figure out.
So then I got to educate myself on each one.
Yes, as you
should. Attend each meeting and do all that.
Do your research.
Because if you remember when we first started the conversation, I had talked about the achievement in every field of human endeavor, which is
the motto.
Our motto. And that's what I felt like I aligned with how I wanted to live my life. And so there's so many reasons why a person would want to join an organization. And I would even say, AV, that it can even be down to a chapter level. It could be the fact that you went to a school and you were surrounded yourself by like-minded people that you just enjoyed and y'all have a brotherhood just from just having that moment, not only on campus, but also, you know, being an undergrad. I mean, there's so many different facets, AV, that it's hard to really generalize the experience because it's just you. It's unique for everybody. Everybody comes into these organizations very differently, and they have very different experiences. And so, my experience and what I've gained from being in a Greek letter organization may be completely different from Kalon, and his purposes may be complete, and his needs may be different. You know, I didn't need brotherhood when I was in undergrad. However, I don't regret it, and I made very strong relationships with people, and so it just really depends. But I do know that there were some people who needed brotherhood, and they needed to surround themselves with people who were high achieving, despite not being that. And so you never know how you may rub off on a person, or how that person may rub off on you, just because you're in the organization. Because despite the stereotypes, we are all different in these organizations. We don't show up in these stereotypes.
You know, thank you for that, because it kind of sets a certain, it kind of breaks kind of what I thought about all of it. Which is baseline, I guess, information, which I've shared. Clicky, and I don't get the point.
But I mean, there's still that. I'm not going to lie say that there aren't elements of that, but there's also very positive.
And that's the side that you shed light on, that I think that I learned from Kalan in his brief, you know, times sharing things with me, the things that he could share, because he couldn't share everything. And I was like, what is going on a lot of the time? But just that aspect of it, and knowing that the brotherhood is there. And I think that when you're in school as a black or brown man, just being in school, you don't have that community. It's not there. It's not a lot of people like you in these places. And finding people that are like you, typically, you know, they are in fraternities. They are in some type of social group, you know.
You know, if I had the chance to do it over again, I would definitely do it. I would create my own.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
Wait, can I be the...
I'm older than you.
Wait, it's called the Divine Nine.
What would your colors be?
Right, black and gray.
Black and what?
What would the colors be?
Black? I want to know what the...
Black on black on black?
No,
black and yellow, black and
I
yellow.
I can't say the Lakers because there's all their colors.
Don't do that.
I would find it.
I say black and gold.
I could start my own.
You could start your own fraternity. That is very true.
MatchOnMatch.com is a black-owned, online, micro-marketplace that offers maximum exposure dedicated to black and brown creatives, content creators, and entrepreneurs alike. Need help with a product launch, website, or designing merch? Email us at info@MatchOnMatch.com or click the link in the description of this episode. And for ASAP listeners, we are offering free shipping with code ASAP at checkout.
Demonde, what should our listeners do ASAP?
You should definitely, you know, if you like this podcast, definitely spread it, share it to younger men, younger girls who are, you know, thinking about going to college or thinking about getting involved in organizations, whoever. Just spread the word, spread this podcast, spread the message, get involved in higher education, just in general, you know, whatever that may look like to you. You can follow me on social media, Instagram at Demonde Hatfield, DamondeHatfield.
Support your black businesses, mm-hmm. First and foremost.
Hashtag support black business.
Hashtag support black business. Hashtag support HBCUs. Hashtag vote.
I think we all just need to get together and write an extensive letter to Joe Biden to get rid of these student loans because they really crippled
them. Oh my God.
So I think that's the first thing definitely to do. But other than that, you know, focus on your mental health, focus on, you know, surviving this pandemic, you know, be thankful for each and every day. And my social is, my name is Kalan on IG.
Yes, support black colleges, but take over the white colleges.
Thank you.
Go to Pepperdine. Go to, use me as a reference. Go to the USC's, the UCLA's, and take over, learn what they know, educate yourself on black knowledge, incorporate it, and teach it to the youth. Bring them up in a way that they don't know. I'm Mr. Behave, Mr. _ Behave. Take over the world, black people.
Again, follow wherever you listen to the podcast. Rate 5 stars. Write a review. Tell me how I'm doing. See you guys on the next one.